So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Ein Paidin, Lebavadim, Lebishtaris, Lebekakais, Lebekdashis, Avagav Damarin Lael, Bekasav, Bebeshavakasav. Even though one can perform Pinya Ben, even with Shabbat Kesef, items worth 5 slum, he cannot pay with slaves, loan documents, property, or with objects consecrated to the Mikdash. The Gemara cites a differing opinion. Rabbi Eimer, B'chol Paidin B'char Adam, Chutz Min Hashtaris. One can redeem his firstborn son with all items, even of Adam, servants, and even Karkoi's land, but not with Shtaris, loan documents. The Gemara explains that this is a general machloik, is how to expound Sukkim, when the Torah uses both general and specific terms. Rabbi, Darish Ribuyu Umiyute. Rebbe expounds a series of inclusionary and exclusionary terms, which ultimately includes everything except specific items, because it is interpreted in the following manner. Ribui, the first inclusionary term would include everything. Therefore, miyut, the exclusionary terms limit the ribui and serves to exclude anything that is not similar to the specific examples. Therefore, ribui, the final inclusionary term, reaffirms the earlier ribui and teaches that everything is included, and the miyut only excludes specific items. Therefore, in our case, Rebbe expounds as follows. This inclusionary term includes any way of redeeming. This exclusionary term excludes anything except money. Tifta riba. This is an additional inclusionary term. Therefore, riba umiyat for riba kol. We include everything. Miyat stars. And we only exclude documents which are the most dissimilar to kesem because they are not themselves worth anything. However, abanin darshi kol prat. The Rabbanan expounds such psukim as a series of general and specific terms which ultimately includes anything similar to the specified items, because it's interpreted in the following manner. Klal, the first general term would include everything, therefore prat. The specific terms explain the klal as including only the prat, excluding everything else. And therefore klal, the final general term serves to include only items that are reasonably similar to the prat. Therefore in our case, the Rabbanan expounds the psukim in the following way. Ufaduiv memechaydish klal. This general term includes any way of redeeming. This specific term includes only money. Tifta chazavakal. This is another general term. Therefore, klal prat klal yatadon elkeinah prat. We only include items that are similar to the specific term. Ma prat mafurish davar metalta b'gufay mamon. I've called davar metalta b'gufay mamon. We only include items that are movable and have intrinsic value like money. Therefore, yatsu karkoyes sheim metalim. We exclude land which cannot be moved. Yatsu avodim shuhukshu lekarkoyes. We exclude slaves which are deemed comparable to land for all halachic matters. And yatsu shtaris sheim gufa mamon. We exclude documents which do not have intrinsic value. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation from a different brace, where Rebbe and the Chacham seem to take the opposite positions. The pasuk says that when a eved every wants to stay with his master more than 6 years, his ear is bored by bezdin. On the one hand, the pasuk refers to Marzeah and all. And so Rebbe holds, Ma Marzeah Miyuchat Shamatechas Avkol Shamatechas. Only utensils made of metal, like a Marzeah, can be used, but not utensils made of wood. On the other hand, the pasuk says, V'lokachta, which implies Kol Devash and Nilkach Biyad, any handheld tool. And so Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda holds, L'Rabbes Hasul V'Asir V'Machad V'Maktech V'Hamachtiv. This includes a splinter, thorn, needle, auger, or stylus. The Gemara explains the Machlekes. Rebbe Darish Kol Liyaprati. Rebbe expounds the general and specific terms, and so we include anything similar to Marzeah. While Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda Darish Ribuyi Umayute. Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda expounds the inclusionary and exclusionary terms, and so we include everything except for some acid. Earlier we said that Rebbe expounds Ribuyi Umayute, and here we see he expounds Klali Prati. The Gemara answers, Ba'alma Rebbe Klali Prati Darish. Generally, Rebbe expounds general and specific terms. However, the Machlekes in our case is as follows. Rebbe holds, Kamakam Shatem Maitzi Shtei Klal Sasmucha Zelazeh, Ein Zah Klal Prat El Ribu Mayut. Since the two clothes are near each other and the prat is mentioned after them, this is not considered klal prat, but rather a ribu miyut. While the chacham hold kamakum shatem meitzish, the clothes are smuchah zeh lazeh, hatla prat b'neim b'dunim klal prat. We consider the prat as if it is written between the two clothes, and this is considered a klal prat. Mishnah listed hektashis. One cannot use items of hektash for pin haben. The Gemara asks, pshita, lav dineinenu. Obviously, one cannot redeem with items of hektash because they're not his. If the Gemara amends the Mishnah to read, V'loi hekdeshes b'chaleilu. Hekdesh cannot be redeemed with these items either. Mishnah continues, Kasav l'kayin shu chayv lit n'chamesh eslam, chayv las eslai, u'v'noi en apadli. If someone writes a document to a kohen committing himself to give him the 5 slum of his son's pidyon, he's obligated to give him the 5 slum, but the son is not redeemed. The Gemara explains, D'vat tara b'noi padli l'kashayit. Midarai, so the son is redeemed when he gives the money. However, the Chacham decreed that the redemption should not be effective at all, because people might assume that one can redeem with just a document. However, Baraisa cites the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Stimta, who rules B'nai Padu L'Kashayit, and the redemption is effective when he gives the money. The Gemara, however, rules Ein B'nai Padu, the redemption is not effective. The Mishnah continues, Lafikach, and Ratzah Kain Litin Lebematan of Rishai. Therefore, if the Kain wants to return them to him, he may do so. The Gemara cites a related price. Nasnu Lasar Kahanim. Someone gives 5 slum to a group of 10 Kahanim, but Vas Achaz Yatza, Bazachaz Yatza. Whether he places it before them and leaves it for them to decide how to divide it, or he gives them one at a time to different Kahanim, he fulfilled his obligation. Additionally, not Levichzir Lo Yatza. If the Kain took the money and then returned it to him, he fulfilled his obligation. The Gemara relates, Reb Chanina have a ragel b'shakol u'mahadim. Reb Chanina would usually return the 5 slum to the father. Chazla hu gavad avu ka'azl v'asakame. He once saw a person pacing back and forth trying to attract his attention and remind him to return the money. So he told him, l'gemart v'yehivis midam bish. Clearly you did not give the money wholeheartedly, you have done wrong. Hilkach en b'nei padei. Therefore your son is not redeemed. Rashi cites 2 explanations, whether ain't b'nchom padei im achzirim. He said that your son is not redeemed if I return the money. He said that even if I do not return the money, the redemption is not effective. Mishnah concludes, someone set aside 5 slum for Pinyan Ben, and he lost the money, he's responsible to replace it. As the Pasuk says, the redemption is only effective when the money is received by the Kain.